With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The prosecution and the defense have had their say in closing arguments, and now we're just one step away from jurors beginning deliberations in former President Trump's New York criminal trial.
The judge will give jurors instructions today on the charges against the former president and how to weigh them. Closing arguments were yesterday, with the defense taking more than 2.5 hours, telling jurors the star witness is a liar and Trump did nothing wrong, and prosecutors taking more than 4.5 hours, telling jurors the former president engaged in a conspiracy and cover-up. Jurors don't have to find Trump guilty on all counts, but they will have to agree either way on each charge. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
Senator Tom Cotton says while presiding judge Juan Merchan ought to acquit Mr. Trump,
I suspect he won't because he's revealed himself to be a partisan at every turn, committing reversible error after reversible error by, for instance, excluding testimony that President Trump wanted to put on.
The Republican from Arkansas speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas can't seem to catch a break from the destructive and deadly storms that have pounded parts of the state in recent days, and today could bring more.
There's a marginal risk of severe weather from the Ark-La-Tex through East Texas, Central Texas, into the Texas Panhandle.
The Storm Prediction Center's David Roth. Yesterday, the Houston and Dallas areas were raked by flooding rain, huge hailstones, and high winds. One person was killed in Houston. An apparent natural gas leak caused an explosion that heavily damaged a building in downtown Youngstown, Ohio, yesterday, leaving one person dead. Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down 258 points. NASDAQ futures off 143. This is SRN News. A look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe versus Wade.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another 7 place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy, and in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ISIS issuing a renewed call for attacks on Christians. A spokesman for the Islamic terrorist group is urging Muslims around the globe to, quote, kill them where you find them. International Christian Concerns says the proclamation has emboldened ISIS and fellow radical groups to intensify their violence against believers, especially in Africa. Muslim terrorism is on the rise all across that continent. This is SRN News. A Texas Republican congressman survives an attempt to unseat him in a runoff election.
Congressman Tony Gonzalez is projected to survive a challenge on his right and win the GOP primary in Texas's 23rd congressional district. Gonzalez narrowly defeated Brandon Herrera in the Republican contest for his congressional seat, which runs from San Antonio to El Paso. The Texas Republican had been forced into a runoff after he was unable to win at least half of the vote outright in the initial March GOP primary. The Texas GOP voted to censure the congressman last May over his support for several pieces of legislation, including the bipartisan Gun Safety Law and Respect for Marriage Act. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Consolidation in the energy industry. ConocoPhillips buying Marathon Oil. This is an all-stock deal. It's valued at roughly $17 billion, $22 billion when you include assumed debt. Once again on Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The S&P futures down 35 points. More details, SRNNews.com.